We're here on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're discussing the case of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres. And if you recall, the halacha is that the Vlad is a Mamzer, which means that the Yichus is determined by the mother, even though in this case the Kiddushin is Beheter according to Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara offered two different answers to this question as to why the Mishnah omitted this exception. Number one, it could be that the Mishnah reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a ger is not allowed to bamriya mamzeres because lo yovel b'kal Hashem, and even kal gerim is considered kahal, and therefore since it's an avera, therefore havlad holech achar apogu. The Gemara offers a second answer that even if our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi and there is no avera for a ger to marry a mamzeres, nevertheless, since the Mishnah says ezuzu, and that means that these are the cases, limu'ute, this is an exhaustive list, and the exception to the rule, where instead of ha-vlad holich achra zohar, since the kedusha would behead to the vlad is holich achra ha-pogum, which means the mother determines the yichus and the child is a mamzer. Now, of course, if the child is a female, she is a mamzeres. The Gemara now asks the following question, and this you'll see at the end of Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. Hai mai. How do we understand the Mishnah according to the second teretz? Iamid bishleim masnisin Rabbi Yehuda hi. According to the first teretz, that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and that means that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, and therefore the vlad goes after the pogum, and our Mishnah is understood. And therefore, when it says kol makom in the reish of the Mishnah, is Lasuye Yisrael Shadnosa Chaloa. And we would say that the Kol Mokom of the Reisha, which tells us that whenever the Kiddushin is Mutter, the Vlad is Misyaches Achar Aviv, the Kol Mokom is coming to include the case of Yisrael Shadnosa Chaloa, which means that the Kiddushin on Mutter, the Vlad is Misyaches Liachar Ha'av. It means if there's a daughter from this marriage, the daughter can marry a Kohen and she does not have the status of a Chalola. And all this is explained later on Daf Ayin Zayin. Ude Rabba Bar Bachana. And the Tana is also coming to include, according to the Shita of Rabba Bar Bachana, that a Mitzri Sheni who marries a Mitzri Rishona, the Vlad is Misyaches Achar Aviv, and therefore, since Aviv is a Mitzri Sheni, the Vlad is a Mitzri Shlishi who's Mutter B'Kol. All this is implicit in Kol Makom. And now we get to Ezozu, and Ezozu, which is an exhaustive list that's come to be Ma'it, Lima'ute Deravdimi. What does it mean to exclude Rav Dimi, who holds that the Vlad of a Mitzri Sheni and a Mitzri Rishona is Miyuchas Li'imo, he's a Mitzri Sheni, he's not allowed to come L'kol. And even though the Nisuin was Mutter, the Vlad in this case is Miyuchas to the Pogum and not to the Aviv, and therefore the Ezazu is coming to exclude that case, Alib the Rav Dimi. Not only that, V'Ravin, it's also coming to exclude Ravin. Ravin holds that if a Ger Almoni, who is married to a Gioras Mitzris, and again the Nisuin is Mutal Chatchila, nevertheless the Vlad is Miyuchas Liachar Hapogum. So for example, if there is a daughter of this marriage, she has the status of a Mitzris, which means that she's Asur B'Kol. Had she had the status Lachar Aviv of an Ammonis, she would be Muteres L'Kol. And now we turn to Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Now, according to this approach, then Kol Makom de Seifa, in the case where there is an Avera in the Nisuin, and the Mishnah establishes that the Vlad Holech Achar Pogum, and when it says kol makom in the sefer, it's lasuye, it's coming to include the case of ger shenasa mamzeres, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is nisuin asurim, because a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, as we discussed, and the vlad is miyuchas to his mother, who's a mamzeres, and the vlad is a mamzer. But now the Gemara asks the following. Ela'i Amrit, if you go with the second teretz, that our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. then we have some problems in understanding the Lashonos of the Mishnah. For example, if we take the Lashon of Kol Makom of the Reisha, Kidal Moron, that's okay. That we can get by, because the Kol Makom is a ribui, to be marbe the case of Yisrael Shenasa Chalola, where the Vlad is Miyuchas Li Aviv, and she, if it's a girl, is allowed to marry a Kohen, she doesn't have the status of a Chalola like her mother. And also the din of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, that if a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Rishona, the Vlad is Miyuchas Li Aviv, and he has the status of a Mitzri Shlishi's Mutter B'Kol. And we can understand the Ezo Zu Kedah Moron, that's coming to exclude the case of Gera Moni Shenasa Giores Mitzris, where even though the Nesuin is Mutter, the Vlad is Miyuchas Lepogum and has a din of a Mitzris, which is Asur Lekol, and that's the Shita Raven that we spoke about. And Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Beheter, Mitzri Rishona, the Vlad is Miyuchas Le'imo, and has the status of a Mitzri Sheni, and that's the exclusion of Ezozu. Ella Kol Makom de Sefer, but now we have a problem. What do we do with the ribui of the Lashon of Kol Makom in the Sefer? Lasuye Mai. Because we just explained the Mishnah, that in all cases, the Mishnah says, when there's an Avera of Nisuin, the Vlad is Miyuchas to the Pogum, and the case of a Ger Shenasa Mamzeres, that Klal doesn't apply at all, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres, and therefore it's not a case of an Avera. So what is the language of the Sefer Kol Makom? What is it coming to include? There doesn't seem to be any case where, additional case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, where there's an Aver in the Nesuin, and the Vlad is Miyuchas to the Pogum. Is Bishleim according to the first Teretz that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then we could say very well that Kol Makom in the Sefer is coming to include Ger Shenasa Mamzeres, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is a case of an Isur Nisuin, and a Ger is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. But according to Rabbi Yossi, if we assume he's the author of our Mishnah who allows a Ger to marry Mamzeres, then that case would not come under the Sefer of Nisuin Bavera. So what's the Kol Makom of Nisuin Vavera? And the Gemara says that maybe we shouldn't be medayik so carefully, be so meticulous about the Lashonos of the Sefer, the Mishnah. Ulitaymech, he says, even according to you, if you want to take the first Teretz, Likid Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that the Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and then we understand very well the Kol Makom of the Sefer and the ribui of that Kol Makom that we understood because of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres. But you still have a difficulty with the Ezozu in the Sefer Lomeli. Because in the Ezozu of the Sefer, which means an exhaustive list, Lima'ute, we don't have any mute at all. Ella, Ivi the Tani Ratio, we must apply the literary rule, the rules of shall we say Mishnaic literature of Aidi Dutani, that sometimes the Mishnah uses a language in the Sefer which is symmetrical to the language of the Reisha, even though it's not necessary in the Sefer. As Aidi Dutani Reisha, since in the Reisha it had to say Ezozu, which is coming as a mute, is Tana Sefer Ezozu. Is Hakinami, we could say the same thing. Aidi Dutani Vereisha Kol Makom, to be marba those cases that we discussed, is Tonanami Sefer Kol Makom. The Gemara now goes back to Rabbi Yochanan, who on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph was Koveya Klolin, as far as the Yichus of the Vlad of Goyim, when two different nations marry, and whether the Vlad of the Goyim, if the Vlad becomes a Ger, well, what nation does the Vlad belong to? Gufa Kiyasa Ravin, as we saw earlier, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Omar. He brought a transmission in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Ba'umos, with regard to a marriage, an intermarriage, if you will, between two nations, Halach Achra Zachar, in Goyish Yichus, the father determines the Yichus and the nation, in this case, of the Vlad. And Nizgairu halach achara pogum shebishneha. If a Baal v'Isha from two different nations marry each other, right, and they have a Vlad, is after their Gerus, then the Vlad is related to the Pogum Shebein Shnei. And now the Gemara is going to clarify what this abstract principle of Rabbi Yochanan is all about in a practical sense. My Ba'umos Halach Acher HaZochar. What is the case of halach achar hazochar in umos that the vlad is miyuchas to the father, not to the mother? The Gemara explains. Kidisanya minayin li echad min ha umos sheba al haknanis veholid ben. How do we know in the case of a guy in chutzlaretz who has a relationship with a woman from the land of Israel, a Canaanis, from the seven nations in Eretz Canaan? And keep in mind that with regard to the seven nations, the Torah commands in Dvarim Perek Chaf, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, and is a mitzvah of kibush and of destroying the seven nations. And now the question is, Vaholid Ben, what's the status of this Ben? Again, the father belongs to a different nation from outside Eretz Yisrael, not one of the seven nations. Is how do we know Shatar Shoy Liknoso the Evid, you're allowed to keep him alive and set him up as an Evid? Is the answer is because he's Meyuchas Li Aviv, who's not a Knani, Tamid Lomer. This we derive from the Pasuk, and I'll read the whole Pasuk. In Vayikra Chafei it says, May Eis Hagoyim Asher Sviv Oseyem, Mehem Tiknu Evid Vi Oma. That from the nations of the world outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to purchase an Eved or an Oma. And the Torah adds, V'gam mibnei atoshavim hagarim imachem mehem tiknu. And even from children of Goyim, who came from Chutz Laretz, and now are taking up domicile in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to keep them alive as avadim. And what would be this case? The case would be that one of the goyim from Chutz Laretz marries or has a relationship with a Canaanis in Eretz Yisrael. The child of that marriage can be kept alive, doesn't have the status of its mother, who is a Canaanis, but rather the status of its father, who is who's coming from whatever nation on the face of the earth. And therefore the child can become an Eved or an Oma. Yochel the Brisa continues and says, maybe this heter, which is based on the fact that the yichus is to the father, is af haknani sheba al shivcha or achas mina umos vaholid ben. The questions of girsa here, but what about the case of a knani who has a relationship with one of the nations of the world, and the father is a Knani and the mother is not, the holy ben, and from this relationship there's a son, Shata Rashay Liknoso be Eved, you're allowed to be Machaya because the mother is not from Shiva Amamin, Tamad Lomar Asher Holidu be Artzachem, Mina Noladim be Artzachem, Velomin Hagorim be Artzachem. In other words, the Torah is coming to be marbe in the context of the parsha of Eved, Asher Tiknu Eved V'Oma, and the pasuk says, Asher Holidu Me Artzachem. And what that means is that if one of the two parents comes from Chutz Laretz, you're allowed to be Mechaya, because these are Noladim Ba'atzmechem, but not Gorin Be'artzachem. Know that since the mother comes from other umos, and after the Leda, the child that was born of this relationship comes to live with his father, who's a Canaanite in Eretz Yisrael, is nevertheless, you're allowed to keep the child alive. So it comes out that if the father is a Canaanite, and the mother is from another umah, the Knani should be considered like the father. What does the Braisa derive from this pasuk? Asher holidu bi'artzachem, min anoladim bi'artzachem, v'lo min agarim bi'artzachem. So anoladim bi'artzachem means that the mother is from Eretz Yisrael, and she gave birth there, as we said earlier. The father is Mishar Umos. This Asher Olidu Bi'artzachem, Hanolodim Bi'artzachem, is a miut. In other words, it's telling you under what circumstances are you allowed to be Kone the Eved? And the answer is Holidu Bi'artzachem. The emphasis here is on Holidu, meaning that the mother is Bi'artzachem, meaning she's a Knanis. The father is from other Umos. And since the father comes from outside of Knan, the child is considered Holidu Bi'artzachem. The mother gave birth to the child in Eretz Knan, and the child now, because it's Miyuchas to its father, who comes from another nation outside the land, is allowed to be kept alive. Under those circumstances, the Torah allows you to keep this child alive and establish avdus, but velo min hagarim bi'artzachem. What that means is that the mother came to live in Eretz Yisrael, meaning the leda itself was outside of Eretz Yisrael, meaning the mother came from other umos, and the child came to live with its father. In such a case, there is no heter of Asher Holidu Bi'artzachem, which allows you to keep the child alive, but rather, Asur Lach Yoso, because the father is a Knani, the mother comes from another nation outside the land. And this is exactly, says the Gemara, what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind, that in Umos, Miyachsim Es Havlad La'aviv. And what relevance is there that the child of Umos is miyuchasli aviv, kolechachar aviv, in Rabbi Yochanan's statement? It's this case exactly, that the father is Mishar Umos, then you're allowed to be Machayahim. If the father is a Knani, you're not allowed to be Machayahim. Now we get to the second klal of Rabbi Yochanan. That was the first klal of Rabbi Yochanan, v'umos halachachar hazocher. Now we get to the second klal, nizgairu, halach achra pogum shebishnehem. In other words, if the child was born after the gerus of the parents, then the child's yichus is determined by the pogum of the parents, the one who's pogum. Bimai. And here the Gemara goes through a sugya to try to clarify what was the case of Rabbi Yochanan's second principle. We've never found, lechora, a distinction between a pagam of the father in the case of a ger or the pagam of a mother. In other words, if, let's say for example, you have an Ammoni or a Moavi who was Mizgaya. Now, in such a case, the Isur of Kahal only applies to the males. On the other hand, the females are allowed to marry. So if you have an Ammonis or a Moavis who converted, then there is a heter to marry that woman, and the Isur of Lo Yavo Ammoni or Moavi Kal Hashem Gam Dor Asiri, that applies only to the males and not to the females. The Gemara's logic here in understanding or now analyzing the second klal of Rabbi Yochanan is that if you want to find a difference between the father and the mother as far as pagam is concerned in the case of gerus, lechora, the only distinction that we could find in gerus with regard to the status of a pogum in nations of the world is only with regard to Ammoni Umoavi, because here the Torah distinguishes between the male and the female. If you take, for example, the case of Mitzri, there the pagam and the Isur is absolutely equal, bein bizchar and bein b'dekevus. There's no hair's breadth of a difference between a male and a female. there's an Isser in Mitzri Ad Shlosha Doros. Bonim Atishayul Dulahem Dor Shlishi Yavolahem Bekal Hashem. You have to wait three generations. So what exactly is the case of Rabbi Yochanan's second klal? Ilem B'Mitzri Shenosa Ammonis. If you have a case of a Mitzri who's a ger, and he marries a Gioris from Ammon, an Ammonis, and keep in mind the Ammonis has no Pagam at all, and therefore the Vlad is Misyaches Li'oviv HaMitzri, and his children until the third generation are not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, is that's impossible. Because look at Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hakol, and let's read the language of Rabbi Yochanan, Halach achar apogum shebishneim. He's implying that there's a pagam in both of them. And in this particular scenario, my pogum ika, the Torah says amoni, which means velomo avis. So as far as the mother of this child, who's a giores from Ammon, there is no pagam. So what would Rabbi Yochanan be saying when he says hakol holech achar hapogum shebishneim? So again, Rabbi Yochanan's language of Nizgairu, Halach Achar Pogum Shebishneihem, Nizgairu is used in the plural language, Beloshen Rabim, and it seems to imply that we're talking about a case, a scenario in which both the father and the mother are Pogumim. It can't be this case, because if the mother's an Ammonis, she's not a Poguma, because Ammoni Velo Moavis, Ammoni velo Ammonis. Ella, it must be a case, be Ammoni shenasa mitzris. The father of this child is a ger Ammoni. A ger Ammoni is not allowed to come b'kol. That's li'olam, for all generations. Now, the children of a ger Ammoni are allowed to marry, I should say the female children, let me emphasize, the female children of this Ger Armoni are allowed to marry a Jewish man because of the din of Ammoni Velo Ammonis. Now this Ger Armoni marries a Gioris Mitzris whose children, whether they're male or female, are not allowed to come into Kal Yisrael until Dor Shlishi. So in this particular case, Rabbi Yochanan says, Havlad miyuchas lepogum shebishnehem. So there's a pagam on both sides. There's a pagam on the Ammoni side, which means if he has male children, they can't come b'kol. There's a pagam on the female side, the mitzvah side, because you have to wait till Dor Shlishi. The Zohar Havi Hai, let's say out of this marriage comes a male child, is Shadye Abasre Dide. What we're going to do is we're going to be Miyaches the child Achar Oviv, who's an Ammoni. Why? Because a Zohar Ammoni is also Israelisli Olam. So this is a very profound Pkam. And if we would be Miyaches Achar Imo, who's a Mitzris, then this Mitzri would be already a Mitzri Sheni, and his children could marry into the Kol. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan establishes that we go after the Pogum. Im Nekeva Havi, if from this marriage relationship between a Ger Ammoni and a Gioris Mitzris, we have a female child, is Shadya Basra Dida. Now we're going to be miyaches this female child to her mother. Why? Because if we're miyaches her to the father and she's an Ammonis, she's allowed to come to the Kol. She's muteres linos l'Israel. But if we're miyaches her to the mother, who is a mitzris, then there's an iser of shlosha doros. So that's what it means, hakol holech achar apogu. Now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol she'ein lo olav kiddushin, but yesh lo al acherim kiddushin, havlad mamzer. And what is the case? Habal achas mikol arayi shebatorah. So because this relationship is an erva relationship, the child is a mamzer. So the Mishnah is really implying two things. Number one, there's no tfisas kiddushin if the woman is an erva, means there's an onish kares. And number two, that the vlad from such an iser kares from a bias iser is a mamzer. That second din, that the vlad who's born out of an erva relationship is a mamzer because of the iser kares, is derived in Masechta Yevamos Memtes from smichus apsukim. Right, there are two psukim that are written contiguous one to the other. They both establish the Iser Kares in the case of Eshes Achi Aviv, which means the wife of his uncle, uncle meaning his father's brother's wife. That's an Iser Kares. And right after that, the Torah says that a mamzer is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So later on, the Gemara is going to clarify the source for this first din in the Mishnah that there's no tfisas kiddushin in an Iser Kares. But as far as the second din, that the vlad from a bias kares, from a bias erva, is a mamzer, that we derive in Yevamos from smichas aparshios. So minani mili, how do we know that's our sugi, that there's no tfisas kiddushin in the case of an erva, the Omer Abchia, an erva of an Iser Kares, the Omer Abchia bar Abba, Omer Rab Yochanan, Umatu ba Mishum de Rav Yanai, Vervacha Breda de Rava, Umatu ba Mishum Rab Yossi Haglili. So again, there's a whole long tradition here that traces us back from Rab Chia to Rav Yochanan, or from Rav Yanai all the way back to Rav Acha, and Umatuba, and this is the drasha that they all bring, Mishum Rav Yossi Aglili. So ultimately we're going all the way back in history, all the way back in a time machine to Rav Yossi Aglili. Omar Kro, the Torah says in Parashas Ki Teitse, with regard to a person who divorces his wife, V'yotza mibeisa v'holcha v'hoysolish acher. And the lashon of the pasuk is vahoysa, meaning kiddushin. That's called havaya, which means vahoysa lishachar, she can marry someone else because she received a get from her husband. But to whom can she marry? Ish achar. That's called leacherim. But what does acherim mean? Velo lekrovim. In other words, she's not allowed to marry one of the krovim. One of her krovim. So again, li'ish acher, she's allowed to marry, but not l'krovim, because even in a case of krovim, if she marries one of her relatives, that could be an iser kares, and in such a case, ein kedushin tofsin b'chayvei krisus, and that reflects our mission. The Gemara now asks a question, maskif la Rabbi Abba. The Gemara says that I don't understand the proof from this drasha, v'ema li'acher v'lo leben. Maybe what it means by v'hoysalish acher is not to exclude all krovim, but maybe to exclude a case of a chiyuv misas bezdin, for example, the son of her husband. The son of her husband is the closest to her. Krovei leb yose, Rashi says. And in such a case, the kedushin is impossible, is invalid, because of the onesh of Mises Bezdin in that particular erva. But how do you know in other krovim, where there's only an Issa Kares ein kedushin tofsin? So the Gemara says that it's impossible to say that the intention of this pasuk is ben, meaning the son of her Baal, that she's not allowed to have a marriage relationship with him, because behedrik sivbe, the Torah is absolutely explicit about this, that there's no tefisus kedushin in this case, because it says lo yikach ishes eshes aviv, and in this case the divorcee who's marrying her husband's son means that the son is marrying his father's wife, Eishes Aviv, and the Torah says lo yikach. which means that there is no kiddushin here. The pasuk therefore v'hoisa leish acher lomali is completely superfluous. Shma minah, it must be that it's referring to all krovim, not just ben, which is a chiv misa, but lacher v'lo lekrovim, even if there's only an iser kares. Nevertheless, ain kiddushin tosim b'chayve krisis. The Gemara says, wait a minute, I'm still not convinced that the word acher comes to exclude all krovim. The ema, perhaps we could say, idi v'idi leben, we need two psukim for the case where she marries her husband's son, which is a chiv misa. Ha, the first pasuk which says, lo yikach ishes eshes aviv, that's only telling me lechatchila, that there is an isa lechatchila to be Makadesh, the wife of his father. But for her, the second pasuk for Haisa Leish Acher is coming to be Makadesh B'dieved, that if he violated that prohibition and he married her, that the Kedushin are not Tofes. But you still don't have a source Acher to exclude Chayve Krisus. So the Gemara answers that the first pasuk, Lo Yikach Ishes Eshes Aviv, is not. It's not necessary to have that pasuk lechatchila to teach us that there's an isa lechatchila to marry such a woman, because that din I could derive from achos isha. The Torah says that you're not allowed to marry the sister of your wife as long as your wife is alive. Is nafka, we could derive ben baila from achos isha with the kalvachomru, ma achos isha bekaris. The worst case scenario is a chiyuv kares in the case of achos ish tov isha lachos lo sikach, and it means that lo sikach, you're not allowed to marry her. Is chayve misas bezdin in the case of ben baila is lo kolshkein, certainly it's also lachatil lekadsha. So why would the pasuk have to tell me lo yikach ish seishes aviv unless it's coming to teach me the din of b'dieved that there's no tefisas kedushin in this case, and that's a case of chiyuv misa. We're still left without a source, if we use Vaisali Shacher for Ben Baila, for Shar Krovim that are Chayve Krisus. So the Gemara says, you know what? I can still ask you the question, how do you know that the Pasuk Acher is coming to exclude Shar Krovim? Why? V'ema, because perhaps maybe the acherim that are excluded here, being the krovim that excluded here, is a reference to achos isha. You've convinced me that I don't need the pasuk for ben bailo, but maybe I need it for achos isha. Idi di idi b'achos isha. So I need the pasuk of Isha lachos lo sikach to tell me lechatchila he's not to marry his wife's sister, but then I need the pasuk of Haisalish Acher to be mafkia to invalidate the kedushin b'dieved if he went and he married his wife's sister. The Gemara says ein achinami. Even if I agree with you in your logic, I accept that Haisalish Acher is coming to exclude tfisas kedushin in the case of achos isha. But nevertheless, you're going to have to ask yourself the question, Ashkechan Achos Isha Shar Arayos Minon, is Yalfinon Me Achos Isha? We can use Achos Isha now as a Bamematzino, as the paradigmic case where there's no Tfis Kedushin in an Erva. Ma Achos Isha Miuchedeshi Erva V'chayoven Alzdona Karis Valshigagos Achatos V'lo tafsi be'kedushin af kol shehi erva v'chayoven al zdona karis v'al shigos achatos lo tafsi be'kedushin. The Gemara says that even if the Torah here is excluding achos isha as far as tefisas kedushin and invalidating the kedushin, that becomes a paradigm for all cases of an erva of achiv karis with a shigos achatos, and that's called a binyan av of amematzinu. So Gemara asks the following question, Bishlema, I can explain Kulu Asya, and I can derive all other Isure Kares from the case of Achos Isha. Ela Eishes Ishvi Eishes Achiv. But there are two cases where I could not equate these cases and derive them from Achos Isha. Why? Because Ikal Mifrach, if you want to base yourself in these cases on Achos Isha, is you can ask the following questions. Mal Achos Isha Shekein Ein Lo Heter B'Mokom Mitzvah Tomar Eishes Och Sheyesh La Heter B'Mokom Mitzvah Eishes Ish Nami Ikal Mifrach Mal Ana Shekein Ein Lo Heter B'Chai Osron Tomar Beishes Ish Yesh Lem Heter B'Chai Osron. What it means is that these two arayos that we're mentioning and we're singling out now are very exceptional. There's a heter to the erva. For example, the case of Eishes Ach has a heter in Yibum, meaning he can marry his brother's sister and he has to marry her according to Mitzvah if his brother dies childless. And there's a heter in the case of Eishes Ish because the Baal could be Megaresh, his wife. Whereas in the case of Achos Isha, there is no heter b'makom mitzvah, and there's no heter b'chai osron, meaning as long as his wife is alive, he can't marry her sister. There's no heter while the oser, or the oseres in this case, is alive, as opposed to the case of the Baal, who's the oser ha'isha, he could be megarish, his wife. So there's a certain kula, so to speak, in these two arayos of Eishes Ach and Eishes Ish, and therefore you have no right to include them in the Bamemotzinu of Achos Ishto. So therefore the Gemara now says, no, I want to go down an alternative path. We're not going to derive E Tfisas Kiddushin and Arayas from a Bamematzino of Achos Isha, but rather we're going to learn from a Hekesh to Achos Isha. Omar Rabbi Yonah says, V'itema Rav Huna Brei, Rav Yeshua Omar Kro, at the end of Parashas Arayas, it says, V'ayikra Yudches, Ki kol asher yasa mikol atoevus elu v'nichrusu anafash solsus mikerev amam. It says, Ki kol asher yasa, Hukshu kol harayas kulam leachos isha. Now, Achos Isha is mentioned in the parasha of Arayas, and then the Torah says, kol asher yasa, mikol atoevus, etc. Mo achos isha lo tafsi be'kedushin, af kol harayas kulam lo tafsi be'kedushin. So that's called a hekesh, and within the context of a hekesh of kol asher yasa, we can equate Eishes Ach and Eishes Ish to the case of Achos Ishto, and there's no Tfisas Kiddush. Ihachi says the Gemara, if there's a hekesh between all women that are written in the parish of Arayas to the paradigmic case of Achos Isha, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. And now we turn to Daf Samach Ches Amid Aleph. If that be the case, is Afila Nida Nami, we should assume that a man who marries a Pnuya and she's a Nida at that moment, there should be no Tfisas Kiddushin. Because, after all, a Nida is a Chiyuv Kares. And also we should derive the conclusion that the child of such a relationship with a Nida should be a Mamzer, because a Nida is included in the parasha of Arayas. In Vayikra Yudches, Pasuk Yudches, it says, Al Isha Benidas Tumaslo Sikrav, Legalas Arvasa. And then the next Pasuk, well, I shouldn't say the next pasuk, but a few psukim later, 10 psukim later, it says, Ki kol asher yasa mikol atoevus elu v'nichrusu anafashos. So Nida is b'chlal lehekesh of all Arayos. Alom Amar Abaye, but yet we have a statement of Abaye in Mesech the Yevamos, in which he says Hakol Mod Mibo Al Anida was never an issue, or Al Asota Ein Avlad Mamzer. So if a person has a relationship with Anida, the child is not a Mamzer. And when he says Hakol Mod, he means even Shimon HaTeimani, who holds that a vlad that comes from a bias asuras kares is a mamzer. He agrees that nida, even though it's a kares, the vlad is not a mamzer. Or Rabbi Akiva, who holds that a nolad mi bias sura of a lav, the child is a mamzer, but he admits that a sota, if a man has relations with his wife who's a sota, meaning there was already kinyan and stira, nevertheless the, and there was a violation there of a lav, but nevertheless the child is not a mamzer. Omar Chizkiya, the Gemara answers the following. Even though we derive from Achos Isha in the Hekesh that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin in all the Arayas, nevertheless Nida is the exception, because Omar Kra, the Torah says, in Vayikra Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Dalit, Utehi Nidasa Olav, What is the word utehi? Afil bishas nidasa teheba havaya. Tehi or havaya is always a lashon kedusha, meaning that there is tefisas kedusha. So we have an exception to the rule in the case of nida, that there is tefisas kedusha, even though it is a chiyuv kares. In the case of achos isha, we have an explicit halacha that there's no tefisas kedusha. In Shara Rayos, where the Torah doesn't say whether there's tefisas kedusha or not, we derive from a hekesh from achos isha that there's no tefisas kedusha. The Gemara asks, michdi, if you're learning all arayas ikol akusha lenida, why not assume that there's a hekesh between all arayas to nida? That's a possibility, because nida is written in that parsha el isha benidas tumas lo sigva, and then it says kikol asher yase v'ikol akusha lachos isha. On the other hand, lachos isha is written in the parsha, and you have two options here in terms of the hekesh of all arayas. Should you compare them to nida? Nida becomes the paradigmic case where there is tefisas kedushin despite the chiyuv kares, or is achos isha the paradigm? Ma chazis dimakasht lehu lachos isha. Why do you prefer to make the hekesh to achos isha, and therefore there's no tefisas kedushin? Aksha, why don't you have a hekesh to nida, and there's no, and there is tefisas kedushin? And the Gemara answers that there's a general rule with regard to Hekesh that Kula V'chumra, if you have two options in a Hekesh, you don't know whether to be Makish L'Kula, Makish L'Chumra, L'Chumra Makshinan, we always take the Chumra, and therefore here too, if we apply that rule to the case of Arayos, then Achos Isha, which is going to teach us a chomer, a din chomer, that there's no tefisas kedushin, the vlad of such a relationship of achos isha is a din of mamzer, that's lechumra, and we're going to therefore ignore the possibility, drop the possibility of being makish to a nida, that there is tefisas kedushin and there's no vlad mamzer, which is a kula. Now the Gemara offers another source from which we can derive this principle that there's no tefisas kedushin in chayve krisus. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar Asya b'kal v'chomer miyavama. We can derive it from a kal v'chomer from the case of yavama. Ma yavama shehi b'lav. In other words, yavama l'shuk is a lav. And nevertheless, lo tafsi b'kiddushin. If a man marries a yavama l'shuk, the Torah says lo siya eish sames achutz lizar. Lo siya is a lashon havaya, lashon kiddushin, which means there's no havaya, there's no possibility of creating kiddushin with a yavama l'shuk. And yet, we're talking about a case of chive lav, mischive misos, or chive krisus lo kolshkein. If the Torah doesn't recognize the kedushin with chayve lav in the case of yavama l'shuk, how much more so the Torah would reject the validity of kedushin with chayve misos bezin chayve krisus. Ihachi says the Gemara shar lav nami. Why do you assume that this derivation from yavama l'shuk should be limited to that lav? Why not equate all chayve lav to yavama l'shuk? So, for example, if a kohen Hedjot marries a grusha, Kohen Gadol marries an almana, these are also chayvi lavim. Should the child be a mamzer and there's no tefisas kedushin? Why not derive from yavama? Just like in yavama l'shuk, which is a lav, there's no tefisas kedushin. So too, in these other chayvi lavim, there should be no tefisas kedushin. Amar Rav Papa, chayvi lavim behejik sivbahu. In the case of chayvei lavim, we're not going to derive it from yavama that there's no tefisas kedushin, because the Torah explicitly recognizes the kedushin in chayvei lavim. The Torah says in Dvarim Chaf Alf, ki siyeno le'ish tei nashim v'achas ha'uva v'achas snua. We'll read the rest of the pasuk. V'yoldu lo vanim ha'uva v'asnua v'ayo ben ha'bechor l'asnia v'ayo b'yom anchilu es bonov esa shalolo yuchal levaker es ben ha'uva p'nei asnua b'chor. In other words, the Bechor inherits Pishnayim, even though he's the Ben Hasnia. And what we, Ben Hasnua, okay, in the Torah's language, Snia. And Rav Papa derives from this Pasuk, V'chiyesh Snua lefnei amokom, ahuva lefnei amokom, el ahuva, ahuva b'nisuel, Snua, Snua b'nisuel. And nevertheless, komar achmona ki siyena. So the case of a snua and an ahuva are cases which this nua is in the nesuin, meaning the nesuin war be'isur, and that's called the snua b'nisuel. There was a violation of a lav, and that's why it's snuim lifnei Hashem, this marriage. Ahuva means that the nesuin were acceptable, they were kosher v'yosher, and yet the Torah says kisiyena, a loshen kedushin, right? Havai is a loshen kedushin. It's explicit now that there is tfisas kedushin in chayvei lav. So the Gemara now turns this as a kasha on Rabbi Akiva, who says in Yevamos Nun Beis, Ula Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Ein Kedusha Tosim Chayvi Lavim Ki Siyeno V'may Mukim. What is Rabbi Akiva going to do with this pasuk in the parash of Isha Snua, which means Snua B'Nisuel, and the Torah says Ki Siyeno, which means that there is Kedushin, there is Tvis Kedushin. So Rabbi Akiva answers that he's going to interpret the pasuk B'Almona L'Kohen Gadol. And in the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, according to Rav Simoi's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, there is Tfisas Kedushin, even though it's Chayvei Lavin. And this is the exception to the rule Desanya, and this we learned already earlier. Rabbi Simoi Omer, Min HaKolai Rabbi Akiva Osal Mamzer Chutz Mi Almana L'Kohen Gadol. In all cases of Chayvei Lavin, the child of such a relationship is a Mamzer, with the exception of Almana L'Kohen Gadol. And that's the case here, according to Rabbi Akiva, of Kisiyena, where the Torah recognizes the Kedushin Almana L'Kohen Gadol, even though it's a violation of a lav. Sharei Omra Torah, because the Torah said with regard to a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, V'lo Yechalel Zaro B'Amov, and we dash in the Pasuk Yechalel Chilulim Osa V'Yein Osa Mamzerus, that the child of such a marriage is not Mamzerus, but rather Chalolus, meaning an Iser Kehuda, but not an Iser Kol. The Gemara says that's okay according to Rav Simoi, but Ula Rabbi Yeshevev, Diomar, he understands Rabbi Akiva in a different way. Bo mitzavach al Akiva ben Yosef shaya omer kol shein lo bia b'Yisrael avlad mamzer, that any bias isur generates mamzerus. The way Rabbi Yeshevev understands Rabbi Akiva comes out that even in the case of Almanu l'Kohen Gadol, the child is a mamzer, it's a bias sura. So now we go back to the parasha of Isha Snua, which we said means Isha and Suel, and yet the Torah says Kisiyeno, and the Torah recognizes the Kedushin. How will we interpret that pasuk according to Rabbi Yeshevev's understanding of Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Ha Nicha L'Rabbi Yeshevev Ilafukim et Rav Simoi Ka'asi Shapir. Right, we have two ways of understanding Rabbi Yeshevev. One way of saying that when Rabbi Yeshevev says Kol Shein Lo Bia, he's coming only to exclude the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, which was the case of Rabbi Simoi. And he argues and he says that even Almana L'Kohen Gadol, the child is a mamzer. That's Rabbi Yeshevev's interpretation of Rabbi Akiva against the interpretation of Rav Simoi. And since Almana L'Kohen Gadol is an Isur Lav, therefore the Vlad is a mamzer. But then we have the case of an Isur Essay. For example, a woman who gets married to a mitzvah or an adomi, the child of that relationship is not a mamzer, shapir. Then we could say that snua, which means snua ben Yisrael, is a case of an Isur Essay, like the case of Yisraelis Lemitzri or Ladomi, and Kedushin Atovsin. And that's very good. So that's one way of learning Rabbi Yeshevev, that he's coming only to Lafuki to argue with Rabbi Simoi in the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, because Almana L'Kohen Gadol is a lav, but he admits that in the case of Isur Essay, the child, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not a mamzer. Ela'i, but if we'll assume that the statement of Rabbi Yeshevev was not made in the context of or to argue with Rabbi Simoi, but rather Taimi the Nafshi comments, an independent statement, he himself was just addressing Rabbi Akiva and formulating Rabbi Akiva's principle, his underlying halachic principle, that kol bia shein la heter avlad mamzer, is there's a universal rule, all inclusive without exception, that a bias isur, a bias avera, generates mamzerus afilu chayvi essay, even in the case of a mitzri, which is only a chayve yaseh, is then b'may mukila, what isha snua, which is snua b'nisuel, would there be tfisas kedushin ki siyena? And the Gemara answers, b'be'ula l'kohen gadol. The case of Be'ula Kohen Gadol is different, even though, again, there's an Iser essay for Kohen Gadol marries not an Almana but a Be'ula. But nevertheless, there will be Tfisas Kedushin if a Kohen Gadol goes ahead and marries a Be'ula Maishna. Why is that different than all the other Bias Avera? And why is there Tfisas Kedushin in this case? Mishum Dehavile Essay She'ein, She'ein Shavah Bakol. Because this essay is a little bit weaker in the fact that this essay only applies to a Kohen Gadol. That makes it an Iser Kal. There are no other individuals are included in this Iser. And therefore, since it's an Iser Kal, it doesn't engender a Hafkas, Tfisas Kedushin, and it doesn't engender Mamzerus. Again, even though Almana L'Kohen Gadol is also an Iser Shein Shavah Bakol, it only applies to an Almana. It only applies to a Kohen Gadol. He's the only one on the face of the earth who's enjoined from marrying an Almana. But nevertheless, that's an Iser Lav. And an Iser Lav, definitely, according to Rabbi Yesheve, that he fundamentally argues on Rabbi Simai, definitely, according to Rabbi Kiva, engenders Itfisis Kedushin and Mamzeris. But the Chiddush of an Iser essay, that means an Iser essay Shavah Bakol, like marrying a Mitzri, but not an Iser essay that's Eino Shavah Bakol, that only applies to one individual, in this case, to the Kohen Gadol and no one else. There is Tfisas Kedushin, that's the Isha Snua, that there's Kisiena, that there's Tfisas Kedushin. The Marg now goes back to analyze the Shita of the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva. And they hold that Ha'achas Snua is talking about a woman who's Asura Belav, like for example Kohen Ligrusha, and Kisiyana teaches me that there is Tfis Kedushin in Chayve Lavim. So the Gemara asks, V'Rabbanon Ademukile B'Chayve Lavim Nukmi B'Chayve Yaseh. Maybe the Pasuk of Ha'achas Snua, which teaches us that there is Tfisas Kedushin, is talking about Chayve Yaseh, but in the case of Chayve Lavim Enochinami, there is Itfisas Kedushin halacha and a Mamzeris halacha. So the Gemara answers, Hani Chayvi Esei b'mayniu. What's the case of Chayvi Esei? Ish Tehen Mitzrios is then Shtehem Snuos. The Torah says Isha Snua in the singular. If the case is that both are Mitzrios, in other words, this man married two Mitzrios, and then it should be Shteyen Snuos. The Torah says, Ha'achas Ahuv Avachas Snuo. V'Achas Mitzris, but if he only married one Mitzris, V'Achas Yisraelis, so the Mitzris is Snuo, and the Yisraelis is Ahuva. And then when the Pasuk says, Kisieno Le'ish Shtey Nashim, is Me'am Echad Be'inon. So the language of Shtei Noshim, the Gemara argues, is mashma two women from the same nation. You're telling me that the Pasuk is talking about a case where one of his wives is a Yisraelis, the other one is a Mitzris. That would not fit into the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk of Shtei Noshim. So therefore the Gemara excludes the possibility that one of his two wives is a Mitzris. Ve'i, and if we'll say that the Snua is Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol, and that's the case of an Iser essay, Be'ula Kohen Gadol, where the Torah commands the Kohen Gadol to marry a Besula, not a Be'ula. That's an Iser essay. Miksiv Tiena LeKohen, the Lashon HaTorah Kisiena LeIsh TeNashim. Ish, and as opposed to Kohen, would seem to apply that we're talking about a Yisrael, that the husband here is a Yisrael. So therefore, the Chachamim are going to interpret the word Snua, who is an Isha Asura Be'Iser Lav, to pose to a Snua who's an Iser Aseh, because we cannot come up with a mechanism, a a logistical case which will fit into the pasuk here of Snua and could be Iser Esay. It can't be Mitzris and it can't be Pu'ula Kohen Gadol. It can't be Mitzris because of the pasuk Shtei Nashim, which implies they're both from the same nation. And it can't be a Bu'ula Kohen Gadol because we're not talking about a Kohen Gadol, we're talking about Ish. Is by process of elimination, the default position is that the Snua is an Iser Lav, and yet the Torah says Kisi Yeno, implying that there is Tfisas Kedushin. So you want to derive from Yevama that there is no Tfisas Kedushin in Chayve Lavin, but now we have the Kisiyena in the case of Snua, which teaches me that there is Tfisas Kedushin in Chayve Lavin. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. Now the Gemara turns back to Rabbi Akiva. How does Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yeshevev, interpret this pasuk as referring to Chayve Esay? After all, we already clarified that it's very difficult to assume that the parsha of Shtei Noshim and the Snua and Kisiyena is referring to an Esay. Correct? So Rabbi Akiva says that all Lavim generate Eat Fisis Kedushin and Mamzerus. How is he going to understand Kisiyena in the case of a Snua? We interpret it as referring to a Chayve Esay. That's a little bit difficult. And according to Rabbi Akiva, if Yevama Lashuk becomes the paradigm to teach me that there's no Tfisis Kedushin in Chayve Lavim, is Balkarche Shavke Likra Davi Dochik Umuke Lin Anafshe. What does that mean? In sort of a no-choice situation, our back is against the wall. We've already derived from the paradigmic case of Yevama that Chayve Lavim are Mafkia Tfisus Kedushin and Engender Mamzerus. That's what we've learned from that pasuk. Now you're stuck with the Achas Nua where the Torah says Kisiyeno to teach me that there is Tfisus Kedushin. You're going to have to say that the Snua is Biser Esa. You have no choice. And even though there's a bit of a Dochak here to say we're talking about a Mitzris or a Bu'ul Kohen Gadol, it doesn't seem to fit into simple Pshat, but Dochak Umuki Nafshe. We have no choice. Let's go back to the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, "Kol misha ein la lo ola v'lo lacherim kedushin is havlad kimosa." And what's the case? The vlad of a shivcha or a nachris. If the mother of this child is a shivcha, then there's no tefisas kedushin in a shivcha. Or if the mother is a goyita, likewise, there's no Tfisus Kedushin. The Vlad that is born to a relationship between a Jewish man and a Shivcha or a Nachris is the Mishnah Paskins is Misyaches Achrehen, which means that the Vlad is like the mother. The mother's a Shivcha, the mother's a Nachris. That's the status of the child. So the Gemara asks the question, B'shivcha knanis minolan, how do you know in general that there's no tfisas kedushin in a shivcha knanis? And that means ein la lo olav lo lacherim kedushin. Amar avhuna makra, the Torah says, Vayomer Avram el ne'arav, in the parasha of the Akedah Shvulachem, poem achamor, the word Narav is a reference to Eliezer, who's an Eved Knani. Ima Chamor is teaching us Ama Domel Chamor. Just like there's no Tfis Kedushin in an animal, there's no Tfis Kedushin in an Eved Knani. Oh, so the Gemara says Ashkechan Delo Tafsi Bei Kedushin, and here we turn to Samaches Amid Bei. So we understand very well there's no Tfis Kedushin in a Shivcha. But what about the status of the Vlad of a Shivcha? How do we know that the Vlad of a Shivcha has the same identical status as the mother and the child, if it's a male, will be an Eved Kenani? Kemosa minolan. The Omer Kra, the Torah says in the Parsha of Eved Ivri, in the case of Yud, where the Adon was Miyayed a Shivcha Knainis to his Eved Ivri, that the Vlad that's born to such a relationship doesn't go free together with his father after Sheish Shanim. The Torah says, Ha'isha v'yoladeh tia ladoneh. And what does tia ladoneh mean? That the ben who is born to this Shivcha Knanis from an Eved Ivri, from a Yisrael, is not miuchas to his father who's a Yisrael, but is miuchas to his mother, and therefore he has the status of ladoneh, meaning an Eved Knani. Right? If he had the status of his father, he would go free after 6 years like an Eved Ivri. But the answer is, when the Torah says that he doesn't go out after 6 years, but rather, Tia Ladoneh means he has the status of an Eved Knani, we see that the Vlad is Miuchas to his father. The Gemara says, Nochris Minon. How do we know that there's no Tfisis Kedushin in Nochris? Omar Kra, the Torah says, Lo Tischatein Bom. And then it says, Bitcha lo sitin livno, bito lo sikach libanecha. So the language lo tischatein bom means that there's no Torah chasnus. There's no possibility of tfisas kedushin. That's how Rashi Dibra Maskel lo tischatein bom explains lo tehelecha bom Torah chitun. The Gemara says, Ashkechana de lo tafsi be kedushin, but vloda kemosa minolan. We understand that there's no tfisis kedushin here. It says, lo tischate in bom in the case of a nochris. But how do we know that the vlad is miyuchas to the mother and has the status of a goy? Why not be miyaches to the vlad to the father? The Amar Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Shimon Bar Yochai Amar Kra. The Torah says, I'll read the whole pasuk, Bitcha lo sitein livno, ubito lo sikach livnecha, ki yosir es bincha me'achogai v'yovdu olehim acherim. So let's be medagdeik in this pasuk. The first pasuk is said in two possibilities, in two scenarios. There's a case of bincha who shouldn't be married to a goya, and there's a case of Bitcha who shouldn't be married to a goy. In the next pasuk, in the second pasuk, it says Yosir es Bincha, which means that the husband who's a goy and he's married to a bas is Yosir es Bina Me'achori Hashem. In other words, the Torah is not choshesh to the case of an Eish es Bincha for goya. The Torah is only choshesh for the case of Ben Bincha. Is Bincha Bam Yisrael's Kori Bincha? If a guy marries Yisraelis, the child is still called a Ben. But Ein Bincha Bam in Avodas Kachavim Kori Bincha Ela Bina. If the mother is a non-Jewish, an Avodas Kachavim, the child of this marriage is called Bina. The Torah calls her Bina, meaning that just like the mother is a goya, so too the child is a goya. It means that yichsin, as far as religion is concerned, in Yadus, is determined by the status of the mother. Again, the diuk in the pasuk is as follows. What was the kasha here? The first pasuk says, Bitcha lo sitin livno, bito lo sikach libanecha. It works in two ways. In other words, you can't marry off your daughter to a goya, you can't marry off your son to a goya, right? Bito of the guy, lo sikach libanech, who's a Jew. And yet in the next pasuk it says, ki yosir es bincha me'achagai. The emphasis here is only on bincha, meaning by marrying off your son to a goyita, then you have a problem of yosir, meaning the child will be completely removed from the people of Israel that are machori Hashem. The Torah is not concerned with ki yosir es bitecha, even though the previous pasuk spoke about the case where you gave your daughter over to a guy. The answer is we're talking about the next generation, the children of this marriage. There's a problem of ki yosir es bincha me'achorai, because if your ben is marrying a shiksa, then the child is miyuchas after his mother, he's not Jewish. If on the other hand, the case is bitcha, you gave your daughter who's a Jewess to a non-Jew, again, it's a terrible thing and the Torah prohibits it, but nevertheless the child is miyuchas liachar imo, and therefore the child has the status of a Jew. And here we're up to Ravina. Ravina is going to analyze this drasha that Rabbi Yochanan quoted the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, namely that the chashash of Kiyosar's bincha is not because of the ben himself, but rather because of the next generation. Because again, if you would have assumed that bincha ki yosir is because of the ben himself, then perhaps the Torah should have had the same chash of bitcha tosa me'achore. But rather the chash is because of ben bitcha or ben bincha. And Shema Mino, we derive from this that ben bitcha bom and ovli kochavum kori bincha. That even if the father who marries your daughter, your Jewish daughter, is a guy, nevertheless the child is considered bincha and he has the status of a Yisrael. And that's why the Torah is only choshesh ki yosir as bincha me'achorai. Right, but if you have a case of ben bincha who comes from a goya, he's not considered bincha, meaning his mother is a goy and therefore he's a goy, that's ki yosir. Now the Gemara is going to go into an analysis of Ravina in terms of Ove Kochav the Eved HaBol Bas Yisrael HaVlad Mamzer, would the Vlad of such a marriage be a Mamzer? And that Amir Tzashem will pick up in the next shir, and our goal will be in the next shir to Bli Neder complete Perek Shlishi Perek HaOmer, and we'll be ready on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph Bli Neder for the Mishnah and the Perek called Asar Yuchsin, the last Perek in Masechta Kiddushin.